with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Young Caymanian basketball standout Joshua Ogaro continues to make history this summer.
It feels special and I feel blessed with the opportunity that Jesus provided for me to compete at this high level. I feel like this is not the limit for me and I have way more room to grow as a player and in my future, and I'm really looking forward to what the Lord has next for me.
Ogaro has earned a spot on England's national team, becoming the first Caymanian selected to the Great Britain senior national team and the first Caymanian-born player to start in a FIBA World Cup qualifying game for Great Britain. He secured his place after a series of trials, impressing coaches and earning selection to one of the strongest development systems in international basketball. The program gives him access to elite competition, professional-level coaching, and exposure to top European clubs and scouts. And, well, the milestone didn't stop there. The 24-year-old has also signed his first professional contract with the London Lions, one of the UK's premier basketball organizations. The Lions compete in Super League basketball, the highest tier in Great Britain, and in the BKT Euro Cup, one of Europe's top club competitions.
My goals now with the London Lions are to win games, you know, get better as a basketball player, and just continue to improve my skills and just continue to also grow my career for however long I'm blessed to play this game.
He made his England debut against Lithuania earlier this month, and 3 days later, he stepped into the starting lineup against Iceland. Cayman Basketball President Colin Anglin says the achievement is bigger than one player.
Each time a Caymanian athlete reaches a new level, it shines a light on the talent that's coming out of the Cayman Islands, and it actually shows young athletes that scholarships and international competition and even professional careers are within reach. This level of competition and development available through the European circuit is one of the strongest pathways in the world, and it actually offers even more options than simply someone who is only looking to the NBA. There are literally tens of thousands of professional jobs available around the world, so athletes should have a big vision and should be very open to professional careers, no matter where that may take them.
Ogaro is now at home on a break before he returns to London. Caymanian dancer Nissi Vassal continues to shine on the international stage, earning standout results at the Dance World Cup 2026. Vassal, who trains with the Rothwell Art Dance Academy in England, won her UK heat, securing her spot at the prestigious World Cup. She also finished third in England for the season, a major accomplishment in one of the world's most competitive dance regions. On the global stage, Nissi delivered again, placing 10th overall in the Junior Street Solo, competing against thousands of dancers from around the world. Her finish makes her the first ever competitor from the Cayman Islands to reach this level at the Dance World Cup. It's a historic moment for Cayman dance, and Nissi Vassal has put the islands firmly on the international map with her performance. Cayman athletes have turned in strong performances overseas. Daquana Howell is through to the girls' 200-meter final at the NACAC U18 and U23 championships after taking second in her heat in 24 seconds. Talon Blake delivered a big run in the boys' U18 100 meters, just missing out on a spot in the final at the NACAC championships in Mexico. He later clocked a new personal best of 21.95 seconds to finish fifth in the boys' 200-meter heats. And at the English Schools Championships, Serenity Rankin claimed fourth in the girls' 300-meter final, stopping the clock at 40.43 seconds. Congratulations are in store to Alexander LaRoda Thomas for breaking the boys' 9-10 Siasa record in the LCM 50-meter breaststroke at Bahamas Nationals. At the end of June, CBAC says Alexander traveled to Bahamas to compete and he dominated in many of his events, including dropping over 3.5 seconds in the breaststroke to crush the Siasa record. In other local sports...
What's up, netball fans? Venus Netball Club is doing it again. On September 26th, open tournament, Saturday 4 p.m., all clubs are welcome. Admission is free. So come on out, cheer on your best team, and let us see who will be crowned queen our king of the courts.
The Venus Netball Club's president, Bug McBean, there. The tournament is open to teams across U12, U16, and U21 women's, mixed, and men's divisions, with registration set at $100 per team, and admission is free for spectators. Teams may register up to 12 players, and basic international netball rules will be in effect. Each club must also supply one umpire and one bench official for the duration of the tournament. The registration deadline is August 31st, and teams can sign up by emailing venusnetballclub345@gmail.com. And Cayman Brac's summer football spotlight wrapped up in style this week as the 2026 Anthony Knight Memorial 8v8 tournament closed under the lights at the Brac Sports Complex. Sister Islands head of sports, Mitchum Sanford, chats with Ward Scott of the Sister Islands News Agency.
We are at the final of the 2026 Anthony Knight Memorial Football Tournament. We're here at the Cayman Brac Sports Complex. The match is being played between Construction FC and Perfect FC.
Okay, where is Construction FC from and where is the other one from?
Yeah, so Construction FC is a group of players that are working up here, helping build the New Brand High School here on the Bluff. So they've put a team together. They've been very good with us here in the Brac in doing sports. And then we have Perfect FC, which is a Jamaican club team here in the Brac.
Okay, and so what is this tournament for?
Yeah, so it's an honor and memory of a fallen friend and soldier, Anthony Knight. He was an advocate for football all of his life, was a FIFA-certified referee, and sadly left us here in this world a few years ago. So we do a tournament in his memory every single year.
And how important is football to the Brac?
Oh, football is important, and these tournaments are important. So we bring the community together with these tournaments. So guys go out and they make good football teams. So we had a Latino team in the tournament, a Jamaican team, the construction team that I mentioned. And we also have my team, which is our U17 team. They played inside of it also. So it brings the community together. So we get ages from 14 and up. And it's awesome to have something like this being done in Cayman Brac every year.
Construction Football Club claimed this year's title, edging Perfect Football Club 3-2 in a tightly fought final that had Cayman Brackers on their feet from whistle to whistle. Young Guns and Latino FC also featured in this year's competition, helping keep Knight's legacy alive. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.